Humanity Chats, a conversation about everyday issues that impact humans. Join us. Together, we can go far.
Today, we talk to Leah Marie Mazur, who is a certified divorce recovery coach. She is the founder of Mindfully Ready LLC, specializing in helping moms through the mental and emotional side of divorce so they can heal. I can't wait to learn more from Leah. Hold tight. This is Humanity Chats. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
Welcome to Humanity Chats. I'm your hostess with the mostest. My name is Margie Marge. We welcome you to our chats family.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Well, I did a quick intro before the show got started, but we would like to learn a little bit more about you. Could you share a fun fact before we get into our conversation?
Fun fact, I have moved 44 times.
Okay. Now, I know I've moved quite a lot in my life, but that's a lot, 44 times.
Yeah.
Wow. So how has it felt moving around like that? Have you moved from country to country, or is it around the United States?
All around the United States. I live in New York now. I lived in New Jersey, Florida, California. And when I was younger, it was tough switching schools often. But as I got older, it became more exciting. And I looked forward to experiencing new things, seeing new places and meeting new people.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. A new experience every time. Now, Leah, tell us, why did you decide to become a divorce recovery coach?
So when I was 16 years old, I actually witnessed my mom die of an asthma attack in our home. It was very traumatic. And only 5 years later, my dad died of pancreatic cancer. And I'm an only child. So by 21 years old, I was, you know, alone in the world trying to figure out how life works. And I didn't realize it at the time, but those losses created really deep abandonment issues. And so my coping mechanism became serial monogamy. I was hopping from relationship to relationship for years because I didn't know how to be alone. I was afraid of being alone. And so after my second divorce, that was really my wake-up call. That's when I realized I needed to figure some things out, heal my wounds, and learn to stand on my own two feet so that I didn't feel like I needed a relationship in order to feel whole or enough or fulfilled. And so I really dove into a lot of that inner work and that healing journey and was able to, quote unquote, come out the other side. And so now I have a framework for other women who are going through or recovering from divorce so that they can release any guilt or shame or feelings of failure that's holding them back and rebuild their self-esteem and find themselves again and really create a beautiful life in their new chapter.
New chapter indeed. You know, before I move on to the next question, I'm so sorry about the loss of your parents.
Thank you.
That pain never goes away. And I'm sorry about the traumatic effects that it had on you. But we're going on to talk about recovery. Divorce rates, as you know, are at an all-time high. And sometimes when you get divorced, it's hard to move on because there are times where there are children in the equation or it might be financial issues. What are some of the steps that you propose based on your experience to people who are in such a position?
Mm-hmm. So I specifically coach women, and a lot of women tend to have a lot of that guilt and shame that hold them back. So it really comes down to self-esteem and that inner dialogue, that inner critic that we live with all the time. So in order to heal when you're coming out of a divorce, there's a few things you need to do. Number one, you really have to give yourself the time and space to grieve. It's a loss. It's like a death. And you're not just losing a partner. You may be losing your family home that you had to move out of. You are maybe losing time with your children because now you have to co-parent. You're losing your identity, you're losing the future you thought you were going to have. And so that makes a big impact. And so you have to kind of let yourself take that time to grieve the losses and not judge yourself, not be critical, just let all of those emotions come up. And when you give yourself time to do that, it can bring you to a place where you can then start seeing the silver linings. Because it's really easy to focus on everything that you're losing and everything that's happening that you wish wasn't happening. But when you stay in that mindset, you're not going to feel good. You're going to feel frustrated and upset and depressed. And so when you can start to challenge yourself to focus on the positives of the situation, and they can be really small. It could be as little as, well, now I get the bed all to myself. Or now I don't have to fight with someone all the time. I get to come and go as I please, or I get to spend or save my money the way that I want to. It's really whatever silver linings you can find. And when you challenge yourself to do that, it puts you in that state of gratitude instead of lack. And that has a huge impact on the way that you feel about what's going on.
So how do you get to that state of gratitude, though? Because sometimes when you grieve, you feel like all is lost. I know you said we can focus on the good things, but what are some of the is there a magic bullet as to getting to that place of gratitude?
I wish there was. There isn't. It's really, you have to be deliberate about your healing. It's almost a practice that you have to put forth the effort every single day. But there are things that you can do that help you get into that state of mind. So even a simple gratitude practice is really, really powerful. So when you wake up in the morning, or maybe before you go to sleep, if you have a little journal or a notebook, just sit for 5 minutes and challenge yourself to think of a few things that you're grateful for. One of the things that I did after my second divorce was I had gone downtown to a local food shelter with some girlfriends to help in the cafeteria. I live in New York and it was winter, so it was very cold. And I remember watching this huge line of people waiting outside in the snow just to come in and get their one free meal that they were going to eat that day and to have some place warm to sit for an hour. And so that experience, volunteering for those less fortunate, completely changed the way I felt about my personal situation. Even though I thought that my whole world was crumbling around me, it put things in perspective. When I got home that night, I was never more grateful for the heat in my house, the food in my refrigerator, the fact that I had my own private bathroom that I could use anytime, right? The little things that we take for granted all the time. So no matter what is going on in your life, you still have an abundance of things around you to be grateful for, and that if you didn't have would make your life a lot harder. So it's really just challenging yourself to find those things, and that can really have a huge impact on how you feel about everything.
So when you challenge yourself and you find those things, And, you know, you still have maybe some bitterness lingering because after the divorce, that person may have moved on with somebody else, or, you know, you're working on you. Mm-hmm. And so you're challenging yourself to get to your happy place. How do you deal with like the bitterness for mm-hmm. if you even happen to have kids between you, or like who gets what in like property? How do you deal with that bitterness?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger and resentment that can come up. It's a couple of things. I mean, first, it's okay that you feel that way. Your feelings are valid, but holding on to those feelings isn't serving you. You know, holding on to really negative emotions, that's just bad energy, just circling around your own body. So you want to get it out in a healthy way. And a great way to do that is exercise, going to lift heavy things, go for a walk, get into nature, move your body, get out, get a playlist together that really pumps you up, and, you know, just dance around your house, scream into a pillow. Another good exercise is writing a letter of everything that you're upset about, everything that you're bitter about, everything you wish you could say to your ex-partner. Write it all out to get it out of you, and then safely burn it. And watching it burn is very, very therapeutic. So that's, those are a couple of things you can do, but you also want to make sure, like, let's say, for example, your ex has moved on quickly and, you know, you're left still kind of picking up the pieces. Be very careful that you're not making what they're doing means something about you, because that could cause that resentment, right? Like, oh, they moved on so quickly. That must mean I'm replaceable or I wasn't good enough, right? You have to really be careful of the story that you're telling yourself based off of the choices somebody else is making.
So you have to come to the realization that it is their choice. It's not about you. Yeah. And work on you.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So that's how you take your power back. If you're putting your energy on what your ex is doing or not doing, you're just, it's like a hole in your boat. You know, I mean, you're just kind of, you're leaking your energy, and you don't want to do that because it could really drown you. You could get caught up in that. And that's another thing to remember too, is be careful about, you know, social media. Be careful that you're not wasting so much energy keeping tabs on your ex or their new girlfriend or their family or the pictures they're posting and where they're going. You have to be so mindful of how you're feeling after certain things that you're doing. And so if scrolling social media and seeing pictures of your ex, and if that's having a negative impact on you, then you have to set those boundaries with yourself. Unfollow, block whoever you need to, you know, preserve your peace.
Preserving your peace. I mean, even without divorce, just friendships. And sometimes social media can be a little overwhelming because it's just a snapshot of people's lives, but we get so engrossed in there and spend hours just looking at other people's lives.
Yes. And it can be really a downward spiral, because if you're already not in a great place mentally and emotionally, if you're not feeling great about yourself, sometimes social media just makes it worse, because then you're finding yourself comparing yourself to other people and their perfect little snippets of, you know, what looks like to be a happy life. And the truth is, you really have no idea what's going on behind closed doors. So keep that in mind. You know, it's so common that people will end up getting divorced and the people around them will go, "What? You look so happy. You were just on this vacation. I see all these pictures," right? So those pictures, really, we don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. So keep that in mind. But again, protect your peace. So if you know that when you're scrolling social media, comparing yourself to others is making you feel worse, then do a detox, like a social media detox for 24, 48 hours and see how you feel, or start unfollowing those accounts that make you feel bad about who you are or where you are in your life. Follow accounts that inspire you and motivate you or encourage you.
Wow. Thank you, Leah. Viewers, listeners, you heard follow accounts that inspire and motivate you. You have to get the toxic energy out. I know it's not easy, but one step at a time. Now, another question that I have is about networks. Oftentimes, people get divorced and it's like the friends are also divorced. How do you handle that?
If someone's getting divorced and their friends are also divorced?
No, sorry. It's like you lose the friends that you had when you were in the marriage. Like you were a part of something and then all of a sudden you're on the out.
Yes. And so that can be really painful. And it's sad. Again, that would be part of your grieving process, right? So you're kind of letting those things go and processing what's going on. But I think at the end of the day, we have to tell ourselves that not everybody is meant to be in our lives forever. And so the people that are meant to be on this journey with you, this journey to your best self, those are your people. Anyone else that chooses sides or falls away, even though it can be painful, let it. Don't resist. Just let it happen, because you should never have to convince someone to be a part of your life or convince someone of your value. And so whether that's friends or family or anyone, they're either in your corner or they're not. And sometimes, you know, learning who those people are, it's like a gift wrapped in sandpaper. You know, it's like, it can be painful, but it really is a gift to know who's really in your corner.
It's better to have the quality, sincere people than to have, you know, there are people that will be nice to you, but will stab you in the back in the heartbeat.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, Leah, I thank you for sharing these nuggets with us, because, you know, you're sharing your life experience. You're not just talking about this. If you had to give us 5 bullet points on divorce recovery, what would you tell our listeners?
Well, the first one I would say that's important is self-reflection. It's really easy to come out of a relationship and lay blame and point fingers and say, well, they didn't do this and they didn't do that. And that may be the case, but you empower yourself by reflecting on the role that you played. So where were you mentally and emotionally when you started the relationship? What boundaries were you not setting? What red flags did you miss? Learning those things about yourself is what's going to help you make better choices in the future. So self-reflection is huge. The second one I would say is self-care. Divorce is one of the hardest things, most stressful things that someone can experience. And so that's definitely not the time to be putting your needs on the back burner. That's the time to really step up that self-care. And I'm talking about making sure you're getting quality sleep, making sure you're exercising. Are you drinking enough water and eating foods that nourish you? Those all have a huge impact on how you're functioning and how emotionally reactive you are. It's, you know, and so this kind of goes into number 3, be very careful of your alcohol consumption. At the end of the day, alcohol is a depressant. So if you're already depressed or anxious or just having trouble regulating your emotions, alcohol is only going to make things worse for you. It also has a really negative impact on your sleep. And you're more likely to do things that you'll regret the next day or then, you know, make things more complicated for you. So I would definitely avoid alcohol. Let's see. Number 4. I would say make sure that you're doing things that help ground yourself or counter all of the stress. So whether that's like journaling or gratitude practice, getting into meditation, doing something at least a few minutes a day that helps you center yourself again, because again, a divorce is so overwhelming and there's so many big decisions and stressful things going on, that is a huge, will help you get through it and navigate that process. And I would also say you're not alone. That's something really important to remember. When you're going through a divorce, it's uncommon to know someone who's also going through one at the same time. So usually you're doing it by yourself and it can feel really isolating, but you're not alone. There are support groups. There are, you know, coaches like me or therapists, and there are people you can connect with to help you and guide you through and help you feel more supported through that process.
Listeners, self-reflection. I was typing. Self-reflection, self-care, careful with your drinking habits, counter the stress, center yourself, and connect with a support group. Those are powerful nuggets. Thank you so much, Leah. Can you share where people can find you, or if there's any additional material that you could use during this divorce recovery process?
Absolutely. So I'm everywhere on social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. My handle is at mindfullyready. And you can also go to my website, which is mindfullyready.com. I have a lot of digital resources. I have a free empowerment guide you can download. You can join my private support group. It's called Divorced and Empowered. You can hop on a consultation with me if you just need some support or advice one-on-one. Private coaching, online courses, workshops. I've got it all. So whatever you're looking for, there's something there for you.
And so you're on Instagram, Twitter, and then you have a private Facebook group?
So I'm not on Twitter. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn. My handle is at Mindfully Ready.
At Mindfully Ready. So on LinkedIn, are you Mindfully Ready, or are they going to find you under Leah Marie Mazur?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Leah Marie Mazur, yes.
Yeah. Why did I mispronounce it? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Yes. Listeners, viewers, you heard Leah Marie. You can find her. She is easily, what's the word? You can easily find her online. Get some of her resources. She has free resources. And if you need additional consultation, please go ahead and book one with her. Now, I'm putting a disclaimer here. I'm not going to say it will 100% work, because in this world, sometimes one thing that works for one does not work for the other. But at least with what you've heard in this conversation, if you want to give Leah a try to help you come out of that maybe dark space that you're in, or to help with that recovery process, please don't hesitate to do that. My name is Margie Marge. I am your hostess with the mostest. This is Humanity Chats, where we talk about everyday issues that impact humans. If you're divorced or you're going through a divorce, please know that you are not alone. As Leah said, you can always connect with a support group. So whether that is getting in touch with somebody like Leah to be part of her private group, where you may find the resources with other people in the network who may be going through the same thing that you're going through. Remember, we're human from all around the world, one kind only, and that is humankind, regardless of your race. If you're going through a problem, I'm telling you, there's somebody out there in Australia who may be going through that same problem. There's somebody in Nigeria who may be going through the same problem. And so let's connect with each other and support each other. There is enough stress and mental health issues that are impacting us. So let's do that for each other. Leah, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Just that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Just make sure that you're taking the time to focus on your healing and rebuilding your self-esteem so that you can enjoy this new chapter of your life.
Yes, enjoying that new chapter is important. And life is not smooth. Don't take those snippets and sound bites to be the representation of other people's lives. I'll tell you this. I knew someone who would post things that presents that she had received from her husband, which was presents that she bought for herself. And it made it look like, what did your husband get for you? You know, so don't believe the hype. Everybody's got issues.
It's a process. I was listening to Michelle Obama, and she talked about how marriage was hard. And you would see President Obama and think that, oh, they got it all perfect. No, they didn't. There were times where they had struggle in their marriage. And so let's be there for each other. Let's stay connected. I'm so grateful to you, Leah, for coming on the chats. I hope we can have you on again sometime. I'm sure our listeners will have additional questions. People, go on the blog, read about Leah, read about ways that you can reach out to her. And if you have questions, send the questions our way or send it directly to Leah, and she'll be able to help you. Thank you so much. This has been Humanity Chats. Until next time, we wish you well.
Thank you for listening. Share with a friend. We are humans from all around the world, one kind only, and that is humankind. Your friend, Margie Marge.